prepare for a true revolution.
Actually, you can prove God exists.
Questioning tradition, because what you've been taught isn't always true.
The truth will set you free.
The truth will set you free. Truth Revolution. I am Dave, and with me is Pastor Jeff.
Merry Christmas!
Yes, it is that time of year.
I hope you guys are going to have a great Xmas this year.
Xmas?
Xmas, what?
You know, some people get upset when you say Xmas.
Well, X is just the Greek symbol for Christ, so no one should get upset about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah. So, Merry Xmas. Happy holidays.
Holidays. If you can't tell, I'm under the weather today, so I've got my...
But that won't stop me from making fun of him.
That's true.
So here we are today. We got a Bible contradiction as usual. Was Christ taken to Egypt or not? The Bible says both.
Right.
How is that? Well, we'll see. The listener question, talking about scientists and the death before the fall. We have some interesting...
Extra content. Are we gonna get to that today?
Virgin pregnancies. This is an article that just came out.
Yes, and you will be interested to know some of the information that we have.
And since it's Christmas time, it's a perfect time to talk about virgin pregnancies.
Right.
So we got the main content, though.
Thank goodness for that.
Why did Jesus come as a baby?
Oh.
Now, we're from Revolution Church, and we hope you guys will come out to Revolution Church every Sunday at 9 o'clock or 11:15.
That's right. And two services, man.
And we also stream live online. So you can watch us live online right there. No problem.
Right. And you can find that either by going to our website,
truthrevolution.tv,
or you can go to slinerevolution.com.
That's right. And you can watch us live online or find directions to our church. Also, hey, Christmas Eve service, Dave.
Oh, booyah.
We're going to rock it this year. We got a glow light service. You know, instead of doing candles, there's too many pyros around here. So right. We do glow lights, glow sticks, and we got a couple hundred of these suckers. We're going to...
Yeah, too many bad things can happen with open flame around here.
We're going to crack them open and light this place up.
There you go.
As Dave said, without open flames. It's going to be fun, though. We did it last year. 6 o'clock. Christmas Eve is when that is.
Yeah, and it's going to be, what, 45 minutes to an hour?
Something like it. 45 minutes or an hour. You know, Christmas is about Jesus, not about family time.
Right.
I mean, it is about family, but first it's about Jesus. And so, hey, just sacrifice the hour, come out to Revolution Church for Christmas Eve.
We promise you'll have a good time, and then you can go back to your family.
I don't promise you'll have a good time. I promise I'll have a good time.
Or whatever, man.
I promise you should have a good time.
Right. Whatever. You can bring your family with you.
We got some good music. You guys know what we're like because you hear our show, so you don't have to worry about that. But anyway, yeah, Revolution Church. If you want more information, go to truthrevolution.tv and you'll find out the information there. But here's a big question for this week. You know, why did Jesus come as a baby?
You know, I've wondered that.
Babies are dependent. They're stinky. They're poopy. They slobber.
Totally. And they cry all the time.
My nephew, when he was a baby, he would burp up and spit on me all the time. Every time I held him, this boy spit up on me. That's not an exaggeration.
Yeah, you ever been holding him above your head, mouth open and everything?
I'm not that stupid.
Oh, I've been there. That's not fun.
Okay, well, maybe you are that stupid. But I have not got it in the mouth. But, I mean, babies are kind of gross.
Yeah.
Why would Jesus come as a baby? Why didn't God just appear? Boom! I'm here. What's up now, people?
Right. And he could have just taken care of all the problems like right now.
Sure, that would seem certainly more epic.
Yeah, why didn't that happen?
Yeah, a better way for God to do it. If I was writing history, that's how God would have shown up.
Right, and it totally sounds like a smarter way to do it.
Yeah, it does. I mean, everybody would see you, boom, right there.
Of course, we do have the finite human mind, so.
But what we do, we find out the reason Jesus came as a baby is explained to us in the Bible. And most people don't think of it this way, but if you follow in your Bibles in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, it says this. It
says, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize.
Now, hold on a second there. It's talking about the high priest. And in Jewish religion, the high priest was the, as it might sound, the highest, most important priest who could offer sacrifices for people.
The high priest.
Jesus is our ultimate high priest. Mm-hmm. And that's who this is talking about.
Right. Okay. Here we go. It's Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin.
One big reason that Jesus came as a baby was to sympathize with us, according to Hebrews 4.
Well,
to understand what it's like to be us.
That makes a little bit of sense.
Yes, exactly. I mean, Jesus is a God who, and we're going to talk about this in one of the true shots we do coming up. God is not a God who's far off, who's standoffish. I mean, look, we believe in love. We believe love is one of the most important things. We also believe that sacrificing is one of the most important things. Right. And so if these are the most important things, and we believe that God is one of the most, is the greatest creature of all time, yes, he would certainly love and sacrifice.
Right.
And so it makes perfect sense that he would come as a baby and love and sacrifice and go through all the pains of being human to sympathize with us.
Right. And there's too many churches out there that preach a God that is quick to anger and is mad at you and wants to send you to hell if you don't straighten up and fly right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not really the case.
Right. Well, God sent his son to save the world, not to condemn the world.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, Jesus is going to do some condemning.
Oh, yeah.
There are going to be people who go to hell, but not because Jesus didn't give them the opportunity
right
to go to heaven.
And let's be honest. If Jesus never came to correct the error,
yeah,
we would all be doomed.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, at least he's given us the shot.
But he came. And, you know, it describes this more in Philippians chapter 2. This is one of the biggest lessons that we can learn about Jesus becoming like us, okay? Mm-hmm. Philippians 2 says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Now, listen, here's the important part that I want you guys to catch on to.
Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
Verse 5, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Your attitude, Dave, my attitude should be just like Jesus. Now, what are a couple attitudes that the world tells us that we should have, all right?
Do we really want to go over this list here?
Look, no, I'm just saying the world wants us to be positive, right?
Okay,
think
yeah
positively.
Right.
Be pleasant. But this verse speaks about our attitude compared to what we usually have. And it says, look, you need to be more like Jesus. Mm-hmm. Instead of just thinking positive, instead of just, you know, being happy and being a go-getter, it says like this, that you have to be like Jesus, who, even though he was in very nature God, and that word being, Jesus, being in very nature God, that's from a Greek word that means three things. It means from, it means the original or ancient origin, and it means something that's always existed. And so it says, Jesus, who was from the ancient times, who's always existed. He was in his very nature, God.
Yes.
Like he has always existed from ancient times. That's where he is from. Sparkling Gems, a commentary says, Philippians 2:6 could be translated, who eternally existing in the form of God. In other words, Jesus' human birth in Bethlehem was not his beginning, but merely his manifestation to man, a brief appearance in his eternal existence.
Man.
You catch that?
Yeah.
Jesus was God, eternal, timeless, powerful, the creator. Consider Colossians 1. It says, he, Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for by him all things were created. Not most things, not 99.9% of things, but all things were created. Things in heaven and on earth, visible, invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
Wow.
Everything was created by Jesus.
Right. Like you said, not just some things. It was everything.
But not only that, dude. Everything was created for Jesus.
Right. And we're talking about, you know, we get down to the nitty gritty of string theory and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
Stuff that we can't even see or fathom.
Yeah.
All that was made by and for Jesus.
It's crazy to represent his glory, to do what he wants it to do. That is why all this exists. And don't forget, Jesus holds it all together, too.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says, it goes on in verse 6, who, being in very nature God, he did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
Right.
Whoa.
Now, I want to jump in here real quick. I've heard, and I used to do this too, but some people say that this verse says, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, meaning that it's something we shouldn't understand. That's not what this verse is saying.
No, no, no. The Greek word for equality is actually, it's in Greek, it's plural. Mm-hmm. Kind of like we might say equalities.
Right.
But that's a word that doesn't make a whole lot of sense in English. But Paul might have, who wrote this, might have been referring to every aspect of Jesus' deity. Mm-hmm. He is equal in every facet of deity
right.
that is possible to be equal in.
Right.
It's not talking about understanding God. It's talking about being right. God.
And he could have, at any time, he could have picked that up and and used it.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Yeah, when it says he didn't consider equality with God something to be grasped, that phrase to be grasped, it doesn't refer to trying to get something, but to using something.
Right.
It doesn't mean like you're grasping at the office of the president. It means you're using the powers of the president for whatever means you desire. And it says Jesus, even though he could use those equalities with God, those powers of God, however he wanted, because he was God. He was equal with God. He was from the beginning. He created all things from ancient times, and he had every right to use every aspect of every power of God that ever existed, because that's who he was.
But,
verse 7, but he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And this is why Jesus came to earth as a baby. To make himself nothing. Literally, it means he emptied himself. It's the antithesis to filling yourself. It's like taking, if I'm preaching this, and I believe I did this when I preached it once, I took a glass, I filled it up with water, and I just turned it upside down. He just emptied himself.
It made it very messy.
He did make it very messy. Mm-hmm. Compare this to the fact that the world was created for him. Okay, now, but before we get into all that, let's do a Bible contradiction, Dave. What do you say? All right.
Bible contradiction.
All right, today's Bible contradiction brought to you by evilbible.com. It's an evil Bible, they say.
What was that?
It's an evil Bible, they say. All right, check it out. The infant Christ was or was not taken into Egypt.
Okay.
Okay, you know the story about, talks about it in Matthew.
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 14, 15, 19, 21, and 23. I'm not going to do the whole passage, but it goes like, basically, Jesus was taken into Egypt until Herod's reign ended.
Okay, that's right.
And then Jesus, Mary, and Joseph moved to Nazareth.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Luke 2, 22, and 39 basically says Jesus was taken to be presented to the temple and then taken to Nazareth.
Well, yeah, that's correct.
What's up?
Well, they're both correct.
What?
Yeah. So what's the problem
here?
So
he was in two places at one time.
Oh, I see. So they're saying...
I mean...
That Jesus was taken to Egypt right after he was born.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not what happened.
Okay.
See, they're reading something into the Bible that the Bible doesn't actually say.
Okay.
When you look at Matthew chapter 2, and we're going to use our cracked acronym here, and you have to go with the first C, always the most important one, the context.
Mm-hmm.
Context, 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 when you're dealing with Bible contradictions. And the context in Matthew chapter 2 is that people were coming to offer gifts to Jesus. They had followed, like we would say, the wise men followed the star, the magi followed the star right. to find Jesus. And in traditional nativity scenes, you know, you see a little baby and the magi had come.
Right, in the manger.
You know, Jesus actually could be as much as 2 years old when that happened.
Really?
Yeah. He probably wasn't still in the manger when they got there. This is just a kind of a Christmas myth that mm-hmm. had kind of floated around. That's not what the Bible says. And so Jesus was probably not an infant when they went to Egypt.
Oh, so he could have been.
He could have been 2 years old, okay. A toddler. Mm-hmm. In Luke chapter 2, he was taken to the temple to be given to God, mm-hmm. as we would call dedicated to God. Jewish babies were taken to the temple 40 days after their birth. And so it happened right away. I mean, Jesus was taken 40 days after he was born to the temple. And then as much as 2 years later, he went to Egypt.
Okay.
So this is not a Bible contradiction. This is simply two different parts of Jesus' life. And for some reason, people are reading into the Bible saying, right. oh, this happened at the exact same time, but the Bible right. never
they,
says
they,
that.
They make assumptions because of an omission of what wasn't in the Bible, basically saying he was this age exactly.
That's right. That's right. All right. So that's the answer for Bible contradiction today. And we're going to catch more about why Jesus was a baby. We're going to talk about... 1 in 200 women say they've had a virgin pregnancy.
What?
It's on the news.
That's crazy.
We're going to talk about that when we come back. We also got a listener question. Hopefully we'll have time for. We'll see how that goes. But why was Jesus a baby? And don't forget to get out to Revolution Church.
Right, 1111 West South.
9 o'clock, 11:15 a.m. every Sunday morning. And Christmas Eve at 6 p.m.
That's right. That's on the 24th, people.
For Christmas Eve. Yeah, that's right.
On Tuesday.
So, all right. Hey, we'll be right back at the other side of this break, truthrevolution.tv.
Hey, this is Pastor Jeff from Revolution Church.
And I'm Dave. We've been growing and now we're going to two services.
Sunday morning at 9 a.m. or 11:15 a.m. Check us out at salinarevolution.com.
What if someone had never been to church before?
Well, most people here hadn't been for a long, long time, if ever, so don't worry, you'll fit in fine.
What to wear? Just be yourself. Jeans, t-shirt, tats, whatever.
Revolution Church, Sunday morning, 9 or 11:15 a.m.
salinarevolution.com or check us out on Facebook.
Revolution!
Hi, this is Pastor Jeff from Revolution Church. Not only am I the host of the Truth Revolution radio program, but I'm also a foster parent. Did you know that there are only 20 or 30 children in Salina that need to be adopted right now? Did you know that there are children in foster care who want to live in Salina, but are sometimes placed in other towns because we don't have enough foster homes here? I want to challenge you to consider foster care today. If you're interested in doing foster care, go to kfapa.com, that's K-F-A-P-A, as in the Kansas Foster and Adoptive Parent Association.com, K-F-A-P-A.com, and get more information. You can request information, email and ask any questions you want, or possibly even sign up to take a class about foster parenting. It's easier and more difficult than you'd ever imagine, but it's also more rewarding than you'd ever imagine. Consider fostering and helping a child in need today.
Truth Shots from TruthRevolution.tv and Revolution Church. Here's your host, Dave, and Pastor Jeff.
Sometimes critics will point to prayer studies to show that God doesn't actually exist, because they usually show prayer doesn't help.
So should we reject prayer?
Jesus already told us what he thought about it.
And Jesus is important. We can demonstrate he fulfilled prophecy and rose from the dead.
In Matthew 12, we read, some people said, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you."
But Jesus replied, "A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a sign, but none will be given it."
Does it sound like he appreciates being studied and experimented on?
Not particularly. And know what we aren't saying. We aren't saying that God is untestable. You just have to believe.
Right. There are plenty of ways to know if Jesus is the real deal. But making him or God the Father the subject of a prayer study doesn't make sense if he's already indicated he wouldn't participate.
Jesus made it clear that he's not an experiment. So don't be surprised when he doesn't participate.
TruthRevolution.tv.
Did you know that Truth Revolution is supported by Revolution Church and listeners like you?
It takes quite a bit of time and money to produce a quality radio show.
If you find Truth Revolution helpful, a donation would be a powerful way to make sure the message keeps going out.
This ministry is doing more than Dave and I imagined it would at the beginning.
You got that right.
And as we grow, we want to keep the goal the same: to be the place where faith and reason meet.
Donations are accepted at www.truthrevolution.tv or Revolution Church.
Truth Revolution.
And we're back.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you.
It's early, but Merry Christmas anyway.
Yeah, don't forget Christmas Eve service at Revolution Church.
We'd love to have you, man.
6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's only gonna be like an hour, man.
Yeah, 45 minutes to an hour, and we'll get you out of it. Now, of course, you might see a bunch of us hanging around just yakking, because we do that a lot.
We like to talk. We do. Hang out. Anyway, you've been more than welcome. And you don't have to get dressed up.
You don't, no.
Even though it's Christmas Eve.
Although we will give extra points if you come as a wise man or shepherd or...
or camel.
Yeah. Camel, there you go.
We should have like a dress-up service sometime.
We should.
Come as the barnyard animals who are in the stable with Jesus, even though we don't think he was in a stable.
Right.
Because you need to listen to our Truth Shots at truthrevolution.tv to see why he was not in a stable, but rather in a family home.
Oh, I see what you did there. Shameless self-promotion.
Yeah. You know, actually, I talked about that one time at a church where Jesus was probably not born in a stable, like we assume. And someone got so mad that they left and never came back to the church.
Wow.
Sometimes we just hold on to our traditions a little too tight.
Sometimes what you've been taught isn't always true. So,
oh, man. I mean. So anyway, yeah. So we're talking about why Jesus came as a baby. We're also, we already did a Bible contradiction. We got a listener question. We're also going to talk about virgin pregnancies and stuff like that if we get to it today.
They seem very common.
But why did Jesus come as a baby? Well, we found out because he wanted to sympathize with us. Mm-hmm. And we've been looking through Philippians chapter 2, where it talks about even though Jesus was God and had every aspect of deity.
Right. And had every right to it.
Yes. He still emptied himself, made himself nothing. And it's interesting. It says in verse 7 of Philippians 2, it says he made himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Now, that word servant is a Greek word. And here's what the Complete Word Study Dictionary says that word means.
Okay.
A slave, one who is in a permanent relation of servitude to another, his will being altogether consumed in the will of the other.
Wow.
Dude, Jesus chose to make himself a slave despite what was due him. The God of the universe chose to make himself a slave to humankind.
Right.
Now, that word doesn't always mean slave, but it's generally a servant with the concept of being in bondage of some kind. He made himself in bondage willingly.
And it's crazy because one of Jesus' big teachings is that we must be humble and we must be servants to one another.
Exactly.
And you look at the God of the universe had so far to go from being God of the universe to being a lowly servant. Ugh. And yet we can't even have and as much closer as we are to being, you know, servants than God was.
Oh, yeah.
We can't even get down that low.
I don't even want to be a servant to some people I don't like.
Right.
And I'm just Jeff. The God of the universe became a slave to people who despised him.
Right. Man,
he gave everything. John MacArthur is a pastor. He says this: everything a slave or servant had, including his life, belonged to his master. Jesus did not own his clothes, but he owned no land or house, no gold. Or Jesus did own his own clothes, but owned no land or house, no gold or jewels. He owned no business, no boat, and no horse. He had to borrow a donkey when he rode in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, borrow a room for the Last Supper. He was even buried in a borrowed tomb. He refused any property, any advantages, any special service to himself.
He did. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, you read that through the Bible, you know, in your different Bible readings, you see how he did that. He had to borrow this, borrow that, was buried in a borrowed tomb. And until you actually see it all there right in one paragraph, it's like, wow.
Whoa, hey.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, he did this. He came as a baby, the lowliest of low, and he didn't willingly take on anything for himself to show us how we should live in humble service to each other. And that's why he came as a baby. I mean, that is astounding if you really put your mind around it, what it means for the God of the universe to lay all that aside and come to earth.
Yeah.
Now, all right, we got a listener question. We want to get to this because it's an interesting listener question today.
I got a question.
All right, James on our YouTube channel.
All right.
Commented about the view of that the universe is old.
Yeah.
He says scientists are...
Because we believe the universe is old.
Yes, because we believe that science and faith do coexist together, and so therefore what we see... It lines up.
Right. Science isn't wrong in that respect. It's billions of years old.
Right. But James says scientists are a bunch of masons purposely going against the word of God. Jesus came to earth 2,000 years ago. Do you really think that Jesus would have come to earth after billions of years after its creation? I don't think so. That implies that God let death and Satan go rampant for thousands upon thousands of years. And I think he really doesn't understand the nature of God, who is actually outside of time. Therefore, time does not affect him. So it's not like God sat around for thousands upon thousands of years saying...
Billions.
Yeah, I'll get to that one of these days. It didn't happen that way.
Well, first of all, let me address that he says scientists are a bunch of masons.
There's your clue right there.
This is not... Look, even if you disagree with them, it does not behoove us to refer to people like this.
Right.
Obviously... No, I do not agree with Masons or their organization, how it's run. I think there's some serious problems with any secret society that precludes you from participating fully with the body of Christ. So I have a problem with Masons, but I don't use it as a pejorative term against people.
Yeah.
I don't even use it as a pejorative term against Masons themselves. I have friends who are Masons. My grandfather was a Mason. I loved him. you know, and I think a lot of people become Masons because they want to do good in the world.
Oh yeah.
And you know,
I know several Masons myself, and they're by and large very nice people.
Yeah, and you can disagree with somebody or their mm-hmm. organization without using their name or their organization as a pejorative term. This Amen. Is ridiculous. We shouldn't be doing this, first of all. So for very right out from the outset, I'm just going to say we can't do that, right? That's right. Invalid comment right there. Now, to the content of the question, do we really think Jesus would have come to Earth after billions of years? Did God just let it go? Well, as Dave pointed out, yeah, I mean, for God, that's not any time at all. He's outside of time. But even more so, he says that would have let death and Satan go rampant for thousands of years, for thousands upon thousands or billions of years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not actually a problem. I mean, Satan wasn't going rampant against humans for billions of years because humans didn't exist billions of years ago.
Right.
Humans came to exist, we don't know, 50, 150,000 years ago, something like that. Was there death? We've talked about this on Truth Shots. There was death before the fall. Even young earthers have to agree there was plant death before the fall.
Right. What you gonna eat?
So, I mean, there was death of all kinds before humankind sinned. We think there was also animal death. You'll have to go back and listen to other shows and our Truth Shots for that. But really, we have to be careful not to be calling people names. We have no problem with scientists. We think scientists are intelligent. With our Christian scientists, I don't mean the religion Christian Science. That's right. Awful. But there are scientists who are Christians. There are scientists who are good philosophers and good thinkers. They've done a lot of great stuff for our world. And we would do ourselves well to accept most scientific propositions as long as they've been shown to be scientifically accurate.
Yeah, and if you can't believe that a scientist can be a good Christian, man, hop on over to reasons.org.
Oh, man, those guys are awesome.
Wow.
reasons.org, you got to check them out. We've had a couple guests on our show, Hugh Ross,
mm-hmm.
Fuzz Rana. These guys are amazing thinkers, scientists who love Jesus, who also happen to believe in an old earth like we do. So, reasons.org, great stuff. So, that's the answer for our listener question.
I got a question.
All right, while we're cutting that out, I got to talk about this extra content, dude.
Okay.
This news story. 1 in 200 women say they've had a virgin pregnancy.
Now, come on.
Yes, what it says.
1 in 200.
Now, we believe
that's
Mary.
That's half a percent.
It is half a percent. We believe Mary was a virgin when she had Jesus, but the article says an unbelievable, astounding new study finds that 1 in 200 young American women claims to have experienced a virgin pregnancy. I try not to laugh, Dave.
I think they're missing a couple zeros there. It should be 1 in like 200 billion or 200 whatever it is.
It says that, I don't know, maybe this is legit. There's... some animals have asexual reproduction, right?
Right, but I mean, but they are proven to be that way. Humans don't function like that.
The U.S. researchers, it says, looked into long-term confidential study about reproductive health and found that 45 of the 7,870 women involved said they had become pregnant without ever having had or going through, you know, the
process. All right.
Of those, 31% had made a chastity pledge even, of the type that Christian groups make.
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Yeah.
And think that maybe some of these women might have been ashamed of maybe the fact of what they did. Now,
that was one of their guesses. They said maybe, but you know, they were not asked, have you had a virgin pregnancy?
Right.
They were asked other questions, and this was put together from a series of questions.
Yes, it's called extrapolation.
So they said it's possible that some of the women did not want to admit that they had had intercourse perhaps misunderstood the questions. So she adds, we actually found a few virgin fathers as well, which is a little harder to get your head around. So I don't know what to make of this. I know what to make of this.
What?
It's weird.
Yeah. We're human.
That's what I'm going to make of that.
It's the human condition.
So, take it or leave it, virgin birth is semi-common, half a percent.
Imagine the child
that means
having to live up to that.
That means at our church, there's probably a couple children who came about by virgin birth.
That's just...
Who are they? We should find them.
We should.
Oh, man. All right. So anyway, hey, to finish our show today, come on out to Revolution Church for Christmas Eve, 6 p.m. And remember, Jesus came to earth as a baby because he wanted to show what it meant to be humble.
Right.
To lower himself and love us.
And it doesn't get much lower than something that is totally dependent on its mother.
That's right. And we need God. We need Jesus. You have to believe in him, accept him, and ask him for forgiveness. And look at him right now and think about this. He made himself a slave to give life to you.
Amen.
To know what it's like to be like you, to go through what you've been through. He loves you. You need to know that. You need to believe that. All right. Jesus loves you. You need to have faith in him. So, you know, come on out to Revolution Church. Think about putting your faith in him today. Christmas Eve, 6 p.m.
Uh-huh.
TruthRevolution.tv.
Right. Every Sunday at 9:15 and 11 o'clock.
9 o'clock and 11:15, actually.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
TruthRevolution.tv. See you next week.
Love you guys.